President Trump is lashing out again today on Twitter against the Russia investigation. He tweeted this morning, "This is a terrible situation, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions should stop this rigged witch hunt right now before it continues to stain our country any further. Bob Mueller is totally conflicted, and his 17 angry Democrats that are doing his dirty work are a disgrace to USA." Joining us now is Malcolm Nance. He's a former career intelligence officer and the author of the new book, The Plot to Destroy Democracy, How Putin's Spies Are Winning Control of America and Dismantling the West. Malcolm, strong words from the president there. He's not been a fan of the Mueller probe for a long time, but now he's telling his attorney general to shut it down.
You know, in the intelligence community, for people who deal in this sort of thing when they're going after third world potentates and dictators, Saddam Hussein, Muammar Gaddafi, we have a phrase for when their behavior, for when they don't know how the Americans are getting information that is damaging their regime. And it's called being buggy. And being buggy means that they sort of run around and start executing their staff in an effort to explain why the things that are happening to them are happening that are out of their control. And I'm afraid to say Donald Trump is being extremely buggy here. And this sounds like a warning shot to Jeff Sessions. And Jeff Sessions knows that if he does anything even remotely close to this, then that's, you know, Robert Mueller is going to be the least of his problems. You can get rid of Mueller, but you can't get rid of the law.
So do you think that Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, will listen to the president and do what he says or just ignore this as just more rhetoric on Twitter?
I think it's become pretty clear that over the last year that despite some of his rhetoric, Sessions wants to do the job of the attorney general within the confines of the law. Despite the fact that you have Rudy Giuliani and others trying to convince the president that the president is essentially above the law and that he has the right to fire people at his pleasure, well, you know, there are parameters to that, too, which can't be violated. And Jeff Sessions knows where those lines are.
Let's turn to the news from Facebook about what is going on now about interference in our election in 2018. The company said yesterday that it took down 32 accounts from Facebook and Instagram that appeared fake. They wouldn't actually say whether it was the Russians this time who are responsible. But what do you make of this news? And do you think it is the Russians?
Well, I absolutely believe it's the Russians. And there's many indications for that. I mean, this is really old KGB style propaganda and information warfare tactics, which now have only met the technology that could really make them work. But what's noteworthy about this particular attack, and I call it an attack, these things are viral vectors. It's like injecting a nerve agent into your body, right? One drop is enough to get you ill. But it relies on the Americans that would see this information to transmit it and propagate it across the entirety of the information warfare domain, which is called the news. And as it gets into the minds of people, it corrupts those minds. So what we saw here, certainly last year the year before for the election, was the mindset of the American public is what's being hacked. And it's a Russian strategic military doctrine called hybrid warfare, where they take down countries by changing your opinion on fundamental things that are true and making you believe they are not true. And so by this Facebook plot appears that they were going to create fake, quote-unquote, liberal and left extremist groups, turn them into these weapon systems, and then release that information to the far right and create a racial divide, I think, that we hadn't seen before. We saw some of these little tricks during the 2016 election. They had tried to weaponize this innocent group in southern Florida called the Black Fist Martial Arts and were trying to make it appear that they were this militant organization that was going to go out and fight whites. That was a test run. Clearly, they had stepped up their game and they had reached at the beginning, 290,000 Facebook subscribers.
Right, on one account. But what about the fact that it was only 32 accounts that Facebook got rid of? I have to think there are more than that trying to interfere in the election this time.
Yeah, and you know, you only have to have one vector, one page, one post get out there that's popular, even though it is a blatant, outright lie, and then social media will do the rest. It acts like, you know, a dissemination system which, you know, as Mark Twain puts it, right? You know, the truth is barely getting out of bed and putting on its shoes before the lie has traveled all the way around the world. The Russian system relies on that, and so do the American allies in this country who know that this is false. They know that this is going to benefit their candidate or their individual, and they publish those lies anyway.
Malcolm Nance, is the U.S. going to do enough to stop this from happening? The U.S. government, not Facebook, but the government.
Let me split government into two parts. The Trump administration, absolutely not. They fired the cybersecurity the manager at the White House. The Department of Homeland Security hasn't really been given any orders whatsoever to do the public-private partnership and awareness that people would need to know. But on the other side, you have the Department of Defense and other agencies and their IT managers. Yes, they are going to do whatever it takes to keep the country safe within the mandate of their organizations. So outside of that mandate, they can't do more without orders from the president, from the Secretary of Defense. And I suspect General Mattis will put as much resources as he has on alert, but I don't expect anybody above that in the senior executive level at the White House, because they have orders essentially from the president, which are, it's a hoax, it doesn't exist, and if something doesn't exist, they don't want to see any action taken on imaginary subjects.
That's Malcolm Nance, a former career intelligence officer. His new book is The Plot to Destroy Democracy, How Putin Spies Are Winning Control of America and Dismantling the West. Malcolm, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.